It's a night of games on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Some new games and some old games we thought were over, but they're still going on. It's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 7, Episode 6, Compromising Positions, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to The Real Housewives of BH. After show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Grant Rance. Who's next to me on the side?
Is that my cue to stop singing so and start telling everybody who I am? Hey there, my name is Christy Olson, and if you love Erica Jane, hit me up at Christy Reports.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me everywhere at Thomas Rulina on my social media and check out my brand new website, thomasrulina.com.
Ooh, I didn't know you had one. I can't wait to check it out.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I'm Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter, a.k.a. Golden Boy. And for celebrity interviews, check out my website, chrisvalentine.la.
Here we go.
Oh, the chat rule said Grant just keeps getting cuter and cuter. I gotta agree.
Who is this? I'm like, let me know. DM me.
__Rant.
You know where it goes down.
I love it. I need it. Believe me. I've got facing the holiday blues like you wouldn't believe. I really am. I'm just like, we had so many great things going on till the end of the year, and I didn't plan anything. So now it's just like, it's like this, my podcast, I go to work. I'm like, I need to like, get the social thing machine going again.
Yes.
You know, I need to be more like these ladies. I need a game night in my life, and I want it to be dramatic. Like, I encourage poor behavior. Really.
Get more alcohol, and you'll be fine.
Yes.
But you don't want Brandy back, right? You can do without Brandy?
Well, I'm a bring her on at this point. I'm ready.
At this point,
we need to get 2017 a little bit more amped up than it is now. But you know, here at AfterBuzz, we always bring a lot to you, so you guys can have a lot of enjoyment with us. Let us know what you think in the comments below, because, you know, we want to know. If you're joining us on the live stream, we love that, so let us know. Christy is manning the computer.
Yes.
And we want to know your thoughts, because there's a lot, like, so many housewives, old, new housewives. So there's a lot of people, there were a lot of people at this game night, a lot of different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a phone call later to expound on what we're thinking so far in the season. Aww. So let's talk a little bit about the show. And it's not a cast member, it's just, it's what a great listener that we have, and he's going to share
super
his
fan.
Thoughts. Yeah, so it's another fresh perspective here at AfterBuzz TV. Let's talk about the show. Eileen is still having a hard time. She's struggling, trying to remain open-minded towards Dorit, and she has a sneaking suspicion that Lisa Vanderpump is poisoning her behind the scenes. Well, Eileen's definitely not a stupid woman.
You know, after seeing this episode, I do feel like Eileen, she's also searching for her storyline. I mean, yes, she has Young and the Restless, but I feel like this could also be an opportunity for her to keep something going for herself as well.
Good point.
You know, we always talk about Dorit needs a storyline, Dorit needs this, but I actually came to the conclusion after watching tonight that I don't think that Dorit is Lisa's pet or, you know, Lisa number two. I think Dorit is really just coming into her own. I don't really think she's her shadow.
You might be right. I think Dorit may just be that ridiculous. Or, like, have that crazy of a point of view that we think she's an ally to Lisa Vanderpump, but I think she's working her own agenda.
Lisa Vanderpump was finally in a scene, and she didn't back up Dorit at all.
I'm kind of glad she didn't, though.
So it's like Dorit was still kind of arguing her case, still feeling like the girls were going after her, but Lisa Vanderpump was pretty mum. I don't think she said one word to help out Dorit the entire episode, so maybe Dorit's just out there.
Yeah, I think Dorit sat in the classroom of Lisa Vanderpump and took a few notes. Definitely.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
I'm sure she watched the show. I'm sure she on-demanded it. Who wouldn't on-demand it? And then you're seeing your friend, very, you know, they're very open about their friendship, Lisa Vanderpump, being thrown under the bus and being, you know, cold, manipulative, and this is someone that you're on team Lisa Vanderpump. So, you know, you're going to go in there and you're going to have a couple of preset opinions to defend your friend. Now, I don't know if she's getting paid through Vanderpump, because she's doing a lot of work.
she's actually the latest server at Sir. Oh. Did you know? She looks great in the new black dress.
She was arguing with all the girls, though. It was like one after another, and even with Eileen, and somebody finally came to her assistance at the end, but I'm sure we'll get to that.
Yes. Yeah. So Dorit, at this point, feels that Eileen took a dig at her when they had that scene on the in Malibu on the picnic bench, and Dorit says that the panties were just to make light of a situation. But if you were to talk to Erica, she'd say there was no situation, because you all talked about me behind my back. Erica didn't make it a situation. So I'm frustrated for you, Erica. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
There's no situation to make light of, in my opinion. Just End it.
No, let it get done. I'm sick of hearing about it. Well, can we not? Can we be done beating it to death?
Yeah, yes. I want more new drama between all the women.
Yeah.
We can't do the panty story the entire season.
I did predict that, though. I did say this is going to go season, episode after episode. This entire episode seemed to be entirely about the panties again.
Mm-hmm. Well, mostly. Yeah, a big chunk of it. I mean, I can see 2, maybe 3 weeks. You know, because every woman has to have a conversation about what happened with it, you know, one by one. They have to talk about Erica's vagina. And then they all stop. So I'm hoping that, like, yeah, please, let's we all are in agreement here. Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yes. But Kyle is, I've noticed, I wrote it down that she's a troublemaker because she had this scene and she mentioned that Erica must have, she may have unresolved feelings towards Dorit and that she could be, what'd she say, blind, the word blindsided came up, that Erica was blindsided. And, you know, Kyle, I think that if you look deep enough, you'll see that Kyle is at the center of a lot of stuff that has happened, and she won't admit to any of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She never, like, wants to get her hands dirty. Her hands are dirty, but she does not want to admit it.
Yeah. She did by saying may. She is participating in the fact that, you know, she could be siding with what Dorit is saying. So that's Kyle's position every time, every season, although I love Kyle.
Yeah.
It may have happened, she said, but we don't really know if that's her belief.
She's like that person who sits in court and goes, I don't recall.
Yeah. But she's the first one, and she's always, even tonight, she was at the head of that table watching every single move going down around that table. And, you know, then she'll say that she didn't hear anything or whatever. I mean, I don't know, Kyle. I don't know.
Was she just trying to make sure that the drama and the conversation didn't turn to Kim and the past issues there, maybe?
Like,
keep the heat off Kim by keeping it on Dorit and Erica and Eileen.
Well, I think she's more worried about herself, to be honest.
Exactly. Yeah, it was so quiet throughout the whole game night and the party, and I think we're getting to the very end of the episode, and maybe the producer says, we need something from you guys. I don't know, but it was just quiet the whole night. Mm-hmm. So maybe she knew that. Maybe she knew the pot needed to be stirred a little bit, but it did pick up at the very end of the party.
Sometimes I think it's a case of, you know, the party, they did have fun, but you keep drinking. Those drinks were flowing throughout the night. Everybody here parties. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, once you get to that, you know, level, everything just starts pouring out. So exactly. I feel like that's what happened.
And now we have
Let's say hi, Kim. Welcome back to the show.
Yes.
Kim.
I'm so glad you're back.
This is the best you've looked in a long time.
Yeah. Yes.
You look healthy and you look happy, and we're happy to see that finally, you know, really, honestly.
And you did sound very sober much. As well. Like, there was a different way. Her whole persona was different. Mm-hmm. She looked completely sober, and I can't say that from many, many past seasons. So,
for sure.
There was a difference, and she did sound and look great.
We've seen her at so many different stages in her life over such a period of time that I think you can tell the second she flashes up on screen sort of where she's at. And this healthy, happy Kim, and maybe the first time that we've seen her.
Yes. It would be nice to see her and Eden get really close because they already have that in common.
I'm glad she has that support where there's somebody else that is not going to drink there. And Eden, of course, is coming across very metaphysical right away.
I know.
Was she the one that handed Lisa Rinna that stone with the message?
Yeah, yes. That's coming up. Wow. Yeah, that's next. Yes, okay. We'll get there. But Kim doing well, but still shopping.
Oh, are you going to throw some shade?
Coming, so funny.
Coming from Bloomingdale's. And I think, isn't that something that kind of everyone has done at one point? Like, they not saying the shoplifting kids, but I mean, when you walk out of the store with a security tag or something, like, I've received a gift like that, then I had to go to the store and get it. You know what I mean? So it happens, those little magnetic things. But she shouldn't have tried to remove it herself because she will rip or dye will come out and ruin
the
dress.
I'm amazed that came off.
I know.
Usually there is no way. It was a black thing, though, so maybe it was easier, but those white ones, they do not come off. You have to go back to the store usually. But it was so funny. We're like all watching it together and laughing, like, oh my god.
Purple ink this came is off. Priceless. How amazing would have that been just for a GIF?
Oh, I know.
If she were any of the other ladies, I think she maybe would have just quietly left it there, knowing what they would imply, knowing what people would say.
Yeah.
But she's Kim Richards. She's kooky. She puts it out there. She's like, oh, man, there's a stag. Oh, what did I do? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we know she what they were implying here, and it was just a joke.
Cool. Yeah, we're cool, Kim. Don't worry.
Well, the cameraman were shaking. The camera's like, I'm sure they were thrilled this happened.
Oh, yes. Well, Eden and Rinna got together, as you mentioned. They got together at Casa Vega and, you know, whatever. And they had a moment. What do you think of crystal healing? Have you ever participated in that?
No.
Yes.
Oh,
what do you make
of it? I
love it.
Crystals are great. And the thing about them is you're supposed to let the crystal call to you, the one that's right for you. Mm-hmm. So I go to a lot of metaphysical shows because I work for a famous celebrity medium. And so there's always crystals there. And people love them. And they're used for healing, the different colors for the different chakras. I know there's a John of God bed that's very popular everywhere now. So it's the same idea of using crystals. But I like how she had a message with the crystal. And it seemed very apropos. Too, Lisa. I mean, whoever she gave to Carrie.
Yeah, Rena.
I was going to say that. I was going to make sure.
Yeah.
But I love that right off the bat. She's already incorporating that and trying to help the other girls.
Yeah.
Like, right away.
You know, I went to a crystal healing meditation not too long ago. I was just going to try it. It was like, let me just see what this is all about. You know, you do pick the stuff, but they actually told you which ones to take because
the amethyst
and all that. It was like an hour.
Oh, okay.
But you're laying down flat, and you've got to place these crystals in different places on your chest, on your heart, on your abdomen, all the stuff.
That guy in the chat roll's gone crazy.
And then you've got to do all this deep breathing. So you know, you're trying to meditate, and you hear all these rocks sliding off people's bodies onto the floor, people having to get up and look for the rocks. I don't know. To me, I'm sure it works for a lot of
people. Give you a pair of flip-flops before you walk in.
I was, like, a little too distracted. I was just picturing myself with, like, I had a rock on my forehead, another one on my neck, and I was like, what I must look like. I don't know.
Did you get anything out of it? Do you feel anything or no?
Well, I was in a different place when I did that. I was like in a bad position with my job and trying to make things change. So I was trying to do anything. So like maybe it was all in my head, but yeah, I mean, it made me feel all right. But I love meditation. I'm all about it anyway. Yeah.
I need to try this.
But the crystal healing, like, I don't know, it didn't do much for me, to be honest with you. But it was cool that I love when they bring things like that up on the shows.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a cool lifestyle to highlight, and it's positive. The ladies talked about sobriety and the gene that they could pass along of alcoholism and the seriousness of that. And we learned about Eden's growing up and how her mother had an early pregnancy or an early delivery so she could go to the Hamptons. That's awful.
That was horrible.
That sticks with someone their whole life.
It's exactly right. They will always remember that, and they will always feel bad about it, and they will always think it's their fault. So it does really affect, and I love how Eden, you know, tried to talk about that. And actually, she took in the information, and she looked like she needed healing herself.
Mm-hmm.
So Lisa Rinna was kind of healing her back, but it was everything that both girls were saying to each other were so true.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when we see these ladies in their first season, they're not super open in front of the camera right away, or they don't quite know what to say, or they're trying too hard. Like Dorit trying too hard to show everybody who they are. This was just a real moment of Eden revealing something that, and I, like I've said, I've had a lot of conversations with her, and she's never mentioned her mother.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and in interviews, always talking about her father and how great he was and what an effect he had on her life. So this was interesting to hear this tidbit from her.
Yeah, I like her vibe. I like the fact that when we're getting to know her, you don't see that right off the bat. You know how some people kind of carry it with them? That's one of the first things that they want to talk about. Mm-hmm. She's come off like somebody who's dealt with it, is continuing to be strong, and I like that about her. I like her vibe this season for all the women.
So open.
Yeah.
I really have felt for her when she almost basically said that she felt like she was born as an inconvenience to her family. I mean, it's like, that's tough, but she's such a strong chick.
She's done a lot for herself.
I love her for it. It makes her so much more three-dimensional than, I mean, and I like Eileen, but look, I mean, even Eileen hasn't really, it took a while for us to really see the scope of Eileen. Mm-hmm. And this girl's been on, this is her second episode, and she was on for like, what, 4 minutes of airtime?
And we learned so much about
her. She's getting
her.
It in.
Yeah, so good for her. We like her. The game night planner arrived at Kyle's house. I love that this exists. I mean, how much does this make? What is his salary? I want to know. So he must make more money than me. Just saying. Kyle.
He's tipped based on how many glasses of rosé the people at his party have.
Nice. Well, he's drunk. That's the in addition to.
Well, Lisa, well, actually, before we get there, Kyle is already amping up Kim. Oh, I hope that Lisa Rinna isn't the first to arrive. Oh, it's going to be interesting. Where are you all going to sit? Oh, is Lisa Rinna here? Oh, thank God it's only Erica and not Lisa Rinna. This woman is just really, like, can you see through it? Can you see through it? Because I'm really, Kyle? Really?
That's what I do. I see through Kyle. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping. I knew you would.
I was living for that scene, though, because that's low-key how it looks like when people are getting anxiety with somebody coming to their house and knowing that they have issues. I appreciated that scene.
Yeah, I felt like it was almost planned, like that limo was not going to get there until everybody else got there. What I found was a little funny was They made their entrance, and then for some reason, Kim was not at the table, and then she had to make the last entrance. Yeah. She had to make, like, everybody's waiting for Kim. That was kind of interesting that that happened that way.
You know? She popped up like, hi!
I know, I am finally here.
Yeah, I like
that's
it
a move I would do.
And it's like a seat right in front of Lisa, too. Yeah.
Oh, that positioning, I'm like, I had to comment on that. How is that possible that she's right across from Lisa Ren? I mean, what are the odds, right?
Maybe they didn't know how they wanted to cut it. Maybe they thought they might want to make it look like Kim came last. You know, like if you cut that whole scene with her and Kyle and Kim walks in going, hi, it's like you never knew that she was there first.
Yeah, because even Lisa Rinna said that she had no heads up about this. She kind of almost felt, I mean, this is how it came across to me, that she would have liked a heads up, but I don't think she deserved one.
No, I don't think she deserved one.
No, it's not. Show up. I mean, what are you going to do? It was like, even though that would only allow her basically to prepare something.
Yeah.
You know, which is like, obviously, Kyle is not going to want her to do that.
No, but I mean, as a good hostess, if you want everyone to have a good time, do you warn maybe a friend that someone they've had trouble with in the past is going to be there? Or
but it's her sister.
No?
I feel like it's because it's her sister. It's kind of like, this is my house. Yeah. This is my family. Lisa is the guest.
Like, and you should just assume that her sister's going to be there.
And Lisa should assume that. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
I think she's going to have to always. Yeah. You never know. And if it is at Kyle's parties, and whether it's Palm Springs or Beverly Hills, I think she's like, in the back of her mind, she's always got to be ready, you know?
Like what she said.
So these ladies, super fake, Lisa Rinna, so what's it like to have a pregnant daughter?
Pregnant
daughter.
I know.
It was so funny.
She always comes in with the best entrances. Yes. She doesn't know what to say.
What did she say when she walked in this one? Hi, gamers.
It was cute.
Yes, and then there was a lot of the goofing around that Kim had, the back and forth about peeing on a side, you know, not getting up to go to the bathroom or something. Always very classy humor on RHOBH. But then Kim caught a look between Eileen and Rinna, and they had that same look earlier when they thought that the panty gate was resolved between Erica and Dorit. But those two, they really are on another level of friendship. Like, we all have that friend that we look at, we know exactly what they're thinking.
Yeah, but I would be Kim too, and I would notice that. So I kind of like that she called that out.
I
think that kind of started it off. I mean,
yeah,
that
it did.
Roll of the eye, because you're telling her to her face, you're being friends, and then she notices that roll of the eye. That's what started it right there. And that's a shame that it had to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you're right, Grant, about the friendship between Eileen and Lisa Rinna seems like the realest thing on the show, doesn't it?
Well, they just posted a picture today on Twitter, and it shows that they've known each other for over 20 years.
Wow.
And this was a picture of them, I think, either at the SAG Awards or something, but they look exactly as they do
now. Oh, yeah,
now.
I saw that.
They look phenomenal. At first, I thought, was that 20 years ago? Oh, my gosh, no. How is that possible? But, yeah, it's they've been friends for a long, long, long time.
That was a good photo.
Well, we have this moment where Dorit is very attracted to Eden. There's some sexual chemistry, sexual appeal, wondering if she was a lesbian, which wouldn't have made a difference because Dorit is married to a man.
And it wouldn't have made sense because, again, as they pointed out, Eden was not the one who was expressing being attracted to another woman. That was Dorit.
It totally threw me off.
Yeah, like Dorit was like, oh, I find this woman sexy, so she must be a lesbian. It was just so, again, I don't understand Dorit's logic.
Yeah,
maybe she was buzzed.
Yeah.
Getting another
story like maybe
going.
A lot of rosé.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, getting another storyline going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of cameras there. Let's keep working.
Something they really could have attacked on Dorit, though, I think, because she was being a little bit stereotypical or a little like, Eden's coming off as very, I don't know if she used the word butch. I believe she did.
Yeah.
And it just all seemed very silly.
It didn't go the way that I think she might have thought she was doing if she was doing what you said.
Like she was trying to be sexy about it.
Oh. It didn't go right.
No.
Well, Darren says in the chat that maybe Dorit was shopping for a third.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm off of sexual fluidity. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But this
is
a married woman. I mean, it's so strange. Like, it's not like Dorit came in and was talking about a partner that she has. I mean, it was just like, what? But, all right, weird. I mean, you know, Dorit never at a loss for twists and turns.
Yeah.
We'll chalk it up to a girl crush.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Camille. I don't have any notes about Camille, but she looked great. Love having her at the party.
Yes.
Yeah, just have to shout out Camille.
So good to see
yes.
her.
Yes. So Kyle is shocked. This is what we talked about earlier with the whole limo. Was it the limo or when they were coming back?
They were like in a car.
Yes. Kyle is shocked that Dorit feels that the girls are picking on her, and yet she had that discussion with Dorit in the car all about Pantygate and all of that. So this is where Kyle had that moment where she bowed out of the whole conversation and said that she really didn't have anything to do with it, and that she didn't say anything about unfinished feelings or anything like that. And again, I don't think that she was telling the truth.
Yeah, I feel like she should probably, I mean, she knows she participated, so I don't like the fact that she doesn't say that she wasn't involved or tries to stay away from it too much, because I feel like Kyle would be more interesting if she would kind of own it a little bit more and just, you know, not act like she didn't participate at all. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's my take on Kyle.
Own it, like Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like I said before, I think LVP was out. She didn't have anything to say. She didn't have anything to do. And I feel like this is her 7th season. She's off the hot seat. She can do, you know, she can downplay it. Where Dorit, this is her first season. Yeah. She needs to work it. Mm-hmm. And she's going at every angle she can.
Well, we have a caller calling on in to give his
opinion. Yay.
Caller, what is your name and from where are you calling?
Oh, hey, everybody. This is Hi. Jamel calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, hey. How have you been?
Oh, I've been great. I'm just so happy I've been able to call in, even though it's a little late over here, to call in and talk about the next episode. It's been wonderful. Yeah. I love The Housewives.
Sounds good. Well, let us know quickly. What are you thinking? We want to know your thoughts so far. What did you want to talk about?
Well, it's so much to talk about, but I'm going to focus on Dorit, Lisa, Eileen, and Kim. First of all, I'm so happy that Kim made out the game party alive.
And yes.
You know, that she didn't go, you know, too far. And I was happy to see that some of the ladies sort of stood up when Lisa Rinna did a low blow. I was happy of that. And you know what? I think Dorit, she's lying straight to her teeth. I think everything she says is a lie, but I love it. She's making great TV, and she's, you know what? She's doing better than Catherine. Because Catherine felt Catherine fell for all the tricks Eileen did last year, and Dorit, even though she remembers, I believe, she just is not falling for Eileen's tricks. Mm-hmm. Every time Eileen is trying to call into the drama, she's like, no, I forget this, I don't remember this. I think she remembers, she's just a pro at dealing with people who's trying to, you know, draw her into drama. I think she's lying, but I think that I love her. I love her and Eileen. I love her flustering Eileen, because Eileen's always been annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
Who else? Oh, yeah, so those are the ones I was focused on. I mean, I love Camille was back, but... and I think that Cal this season's been a little shady. I think that she was there with Dorit, and she told Dorit that she wanted to see when she gave Erica the underwear. She wanted to see it. She said, "Don't give it to her until I'm there."
True.
And that she was really, you know, talking about it when she was at the dinner. So I think that Cal was being a little shady. She should have stood up for her sister, not the other ladies. So I enjoyed it. I love that Lisa apologized. Lisa Rinna apologized to Kim sincerely. And even she intrigues me. I know there's a lot of stuff online, you know, about her this season. So I'm just totally involved this season. I think it's better than last year.
I agree.
What did you make of the sexual tension in tonight's episode with the two ladies by the pool?
You know, I think somebody was just saying, I think it was one-sided. I think that even said if she had a choice to be a woman, she would have been with Erica, so I agree with her with that.
That sucks for Dorit.
You know, I think that Dorit was just, you know, I think, I don't know, she's a little messy. I think she's a person who wants to be liked or something, like the girl who was unpopular in school and just would do anything just to be with the cool people. She said Eden was a cool girl, so I think she wanted to feel cool, so she wanted to have that sort of taboo kind of conversation with somebody who she don't even know if they're gay. So
good.
I think
point.
It was just to feel cool.
Yes, when you court the gay culture, you win all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. But nice. I mean, I love that Eileen and Lisa Rinna, the last year they made me so through the roof. I love that they didn't run roughshod over the conversation, that they got a little pushback. I didn't think Dorit was right. I thought that she was messy in a lot of regards, but I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I think she's making great TV, so I'm really loving this season.
Great. Amazing. Well, we so appreciate you calling in and giving us your thoughts.
Thank you.
Yes, mm-hmm. Where can we keep up with you? I think we have it on the screen. If you're watching here on YouTube, we have your Twitter handle, I believe. But where can we find you online?
Well, I'm not really online that much, but I'm on Twitter. I do a little tweeting every now and then with the people. You know, I like to you know, share my thoughts here and there. But that's about it on Twitter on JBrooklyn44. I just do a little mostly with Bravo for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm just so focused on Bravo with all they show.
Oh, I don't blame you, honey.
Mm, you're in good company.
Make sure to
yes.
follow all of us here at the studio as well.
Oh, I yes. do. I listen. You know what? I watch AfterBuzz, and I Grant and I, we talk a lot online. I would be pestering him all the time, but I'd be watching all the shows. Like, I love Chris, because he was on the finding Prince Charming recap, and you know, I just love all y'all.
I was just going to ask you what other shows do you
like. I follow you already. I do.
Well, we so appreciate it. Thank you for keeping it alive around here. Yes. Thank you. We'll have to catch up with you later on. Have a good night in New York.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. Well, I feel like we've covered so much. What did we miss? We missed some things with Eileen, where they had a moment back and forth about at the table, where Dorit called her out basically for making a big circle mess out of things, and they cut to Lisa Vanderpump being all too impressed and happy with her protege, I mean friend, going after.
Our chat roll pointed out too that LVP just had her eyes on Dorit the whole time, as if she's. Mm-hmm. Making sure she behaves herself? I don't know if that's... Is that how we take that? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, she's definitely keeping watch. Eileen stands by the fact that she says that she only felt bad for Erica being blindsided. So that's her opinion. She's entitled to have it. But yet, the other one, Dorit, has a problem with this. And she's upset that Eileen won't let it go. But I can understand Eileen's looking out for a friend. And then Kim just says, why does anyone give an F? Who cares? I'm not wearing underwear.
Yes, I'm glad somebody did.
Jeez. This is why I love Kim.
Wasn't she starting to defend Dorit, though? Wasn't Kim starting to defend Dorit at the very end? Because then she was going for Lisa Rinna.
Well, yes.
And then
yes.
I thought, here comes once Rinna. Again, at the very end of the episode, Rinna is the one to be the bigger person and apologize. And I was so hoping that she would do that, because Kim's like over and over, and Eden's saying, what do you want from her? What do you want from her? And she's like, you know, Kim said a million times, I want an apology. So she finally gave that sincere apology. Once again, this is the second time she's apologized, but hopefully they can move on from there. I don't know, but she gave her what she wanted, for sure.
Right. Well, yeah, here comes Rinna. She felt like she had crossed a boundary talking about Eileen's mother's passing, so then she had to mention this to Dorit after the fact. That's why she had the conversation with Eileen, and that's when Dorit said that Eileen spins words.
I think when Kim was sitting down at that table, she saw how Lisa Vanderpump was kind of talking to the women and was getting flashbacks of some things that she's gone through with Lisa. So I think that's why that's where it all kind of festered from. Mm-hmm. And plus the eye roll from mm-hmm. earlier, you
yes.
know?
So yeah, she took sides, for
Kim,
sure.
Kim yeah. even mentioned that Rinna and Eileen encourage one another and play off of each other, which is accurate.
They do.
And I don't think that's a terrible thing at all. I think it's great to have someone in your corner, especially when you're on a show like this. I mean, look at Lisa Vanderpump sitting by herself. I mean, it's good to have a ride or die on a show like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, Lisa and Eileen are both just kind of, they're no nonsense. You know what I mean? They're not the ladies that are making stuff up. They're not pulling things out of nowhere. Maybe, in Dorit's opinion, Eileen takes things too far, but I think she's just sort of trying to wrap everything up so that it doesn't come up again, so that we can be done with
it. She almost wants
closure. I appreciate that. Yeah, she wants her closure.
She's always talking about it. Can we get it resolved? Nothing ever seems to get resolved, though.
No,
we were talking about that before.
Nothing ever. No. Yeah, oh, I don't know. This whole situation, I thought that Rinna was for sure going to be the first one to bring something up to Kim about the arrest, about the past, about the Amsterdam trip. Because I said, all right, Lisa, Rinna knows the name of the game. Mm-hmm. She knows this is her job. She's like, when you're sitting across from Kim, it's too easy, according to her, you know, if you were in Rinna's shoes. But it was actually Kim that really kind of went for her.
I was going to say, Kim started it up first. She took the first low blow. She brought up Harry Hamlin again. And, you know, there's been so much talk over the past few seasons of what actually was she talking about. People were tweeting me this past week saying that Harry Hamlin, and of course, I only say this because Lisa Rinna has brought it up in numerous times on the show, that Harry Hamlin, or at least that side of the family, she said again tonight, has a problem with alcoholism. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's what Kim was kind of referencing. It finally kind of, I feel like we finally maybe made a connection there.
No, I think when we talked it out last season, we decided that there are some rumors, some West Hollywood type rumors that are completely unfounded.
You're talking about allegedly.
Harry. Yes, there's really? A lot of that sort of alleged talk. I think it's wishful thinking on the part of maybe, you know, certain people want that to be the case.
I believe
that is what Kim was talking about. I think that sort of, and the fact that Lisa Rinna has brought up Harry's problems over the last couple seasons so many times, I just think that that wasn't such a secret. You know what I mean? I don't think that that's what it was. And maybe, and we've kind of reached the conclusion, I believe, to that season, that maybe Kim had nothing.
I think it was. Yeah, you know? She was grasping. She was really upset. And man, I mean, that flashback when Rinna went for her throat like that. Ooh. Like,
Yolanda at the head of the table.
I don't really miss you, Yolanda. Sorry.
You know what? It's just a case of two people not liking each other. I still think apology, no apology. I just don't think that they're going to ever be friends.
And it's like, so weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I think sometimes when you cross the line with somebody, it's just, that's the end of it. And I think that's it. Like, I'm pretty sure Kim and Lisa will never be friends.
I don't know, because I would have said the same thing about Brandy and Kim after the first season.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just see that's Kim and Lisa Rinna both as these, like, fun-loving, like, I just think that if they went out for a day and tried to have a good time, that they could do that.
I feel like that, too. I have hope. I have hope.
We'll see.
But Kim, I mean, Lisa going after Kim about the arrest, I was like, yes, I want to hear about that. I feel maybe it might have been a low blow. She was just meeting her the same way she was being talked to, but I would, as a viewer of the show, I would like to find out about the arrest, what happened, what was going on. You know, I don't like when everything's clouded and protected, so I'd like to find out what happens.
With regards to the relationship, if they could ever connect Kim and Lisa Rinna, for me, I think they would have to go to a therapist because it was so personal.
Oh, yeah.
The way that Rinna went after Kim in a very personal way that is such a... It's almost like has defined Kim's life in a way, which is sad.
Yeah.
You know, her struggle and her abuse of substances. So I feel like that is just like... I think too much damage.
I think it's
done.
years down the road. I don't think it's going to be like in two seasons we're going to see them hang out. I don't see that.
But Kyle Fassler turned around with Brandy, though.
Well, Brandy, I don't even want to talk about Brandy.
And that was like, she's saying you're doing crystal meth in the bathroom and they're going at each other, calling her a pig, and then, next season they're bestest friends, so...
Was it a low blow that Lisa Rinna said, let's talk about the arrest?
I'm the first one to defend Kim.
I knew you were.
But I think she sort of asked for it in this situation.
She did. And I knew, I saw you watching it and I kind of saw your vibe. I'm like, I know where she's going to go tonight.
She is a public figure. We are going to talk about her. We're going to want to know every detail about her life. We're going to want about the shoplifting, what's going on with her. We kind of have a right to know. She's put herself in the public for how many years? I don't know. She was on The Nanny and the Professor as a child. She was a major star back then. Disney's Wonderful World of Color, all those shows, we've been watching her for so long. She should be used to the public wanting to know about your life, Kim. We want to know what happened. So,
but from my perspective, on a human level, that had nothing to do with the conversation at hand. And it was a low blow, and even Rinna admitted it, which I respect her for. But in my opinion, Grant's opinion was, I thought that was a low blow because it was just her. It was on her mind. It was really none of her business on a human level because Kim has worked, as she said, so hard to get past all of that. And it's the past is the past and all of that. So I don't think it was necessary for her to bring that up. It was just a real dig.
Yeah.
From on a human level. But from what you're saying, a public figure level, of course, people have the right to ask. But that wasn't, to me, that was on a personal level. Again, a personal attack.
Yeah,
and I like Rinna, but I think that that was not appropriate.
It's like she can't help herself when Kim's involved.
And on
She doesn't want to be that. She didn't want to say that, but she did.
Yeah.
And on the same token, I want to hear what really Kim is talking about with Harry Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing I want to hear. Is it gay West Hollywood? The whole thing with Harry Hamlin's career.
And if they paid her to come back to that reunion and try to get her to say, and she never did, I really think she probably had nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't... I don't know. At this point, I don't know. I want to know, though. I want
Kim more of Kim this season. Hopefully, this isn't the last we're going to see her.
Kim, Camille, bring them on. Why not? We're so invested at this point. Season 7. I mean, come on.
You know who I do miss? I miss Faye Resnick. I have to say, she would have added so much color to this party.
She talks a certain way, you know?
Like, she's so happy with her life, or what? What is she doing that she's not on reality TV?
I think she just wanted away from the drama.
She's happy.
If you need a room redesigned, she'll do it for you. So maybe Kyle needs to get another room done, and then Lisa Vanderpump would invite her to the parties, too, and she knew that would be an explosive thing. Yeah. I'm sure she'll come back.
She's hanging out with Kris Jenner. She's like, Kris Jenner, I think, Instagrammed the pic of, like, the three of them.
Maybe she's trying to get on the Kardashians instead.
She's another one. Similar to Dorit with Lisa Vanderpump, she'll talk for Kyle. So,
they'll do any reality show. But once you are a cast member of this show, because I talked to Lisa Vanderpump about this, and she said, because I was going to have her on one of shows that I was doing, she's like, no, I cannot do it. If it's a reality show, I cannot do it. We're under contract.
Yeah.
And if you've noticed, I just noticed the previews with Brandy. She's on yet another reality show, and that's because she was released from Beverly Hills Housewives. She can go do them. I'm like, go do it, girl. Do as many as you can, because if they ever have you come back, you can't do any of them.
I don't know how true that is. I mean, Kyle's on Celebrity Apprentice. They do different...
NBC... Family.
Yeah, but they do different shows all over, like the Medium shows, the Hollywood Medium. You know what I mean? I just feel like...
Hollywood Medium was before. Hollywood Medium was before she came on this one.
And again, Hollywood Medium is in the family. It's Bravo, NBC, they're all under
the
NBC.
Yeah, but if you have a good contract...
Do you know anything about NBC Universal?
I know, Brad.
It has nothing to do with it. If you have a good manager and you can get a good contract done, then you can go off and do other projects. It shouldn't really affect much.
Unless you get in a very...
entry level, like you just sign away at the first thing. But if you negotiate, you can do shit.
Yeah, you gotta have in those clauses. Yeah.
I don't see why it would make a difference, even if it was under the same umbrella. I don't think
Brandy would have gotten the dating show. And if you now Brandy's gonna be cooking your meals for you, would you like to have food that Brandy made for you?
I don't trust anybody that's skinny to cook anything.
Shout out to Eden. Eden was the one who encouraged this apology between the two, which I don't know if it's gonna last. I think it was.
No, but good work, Eden.
Eden, come to the studio, chat with us.
Come on in.
How's that working?
Oh, we're on it.
Okay, we're on it.
Yes.
The door is open for you, Eden Sassoon.
I know. All right. She's amazing.
Yes, let's turn to Christy for some news and gossip.
Let's do it. Well, I'm sure you all did not miss this. Erica Jayne debuted her song Expensive on Watch What Happens Live last week, but there is no news as to an actual release date for the video or the song. If I'm incorrect, guys, please hit me up at Christy Reports, but I have scoured her social media, everything that could tell you, and she's not saying, hey, it'll be available this time or that time. Obviously, it'll coincide with us seeing the video happen on the show, but you'd think in that case, she would still be able to say, like, oh, in 2 weeks, it drops on iTunes. I just need it to happen so I can play it over and over everywhere I go.
I went on iTunes, and it's not there. No. And I was like,
I check like multiple times a day, you guys. She released
another little clip of it, and I'm like, I'm watching that one over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it would probably drive, like your husband, it would drove him crazy. You played it over and over.
Oh, we've watched that probably 20 times at my house, for sure.
So we need a release date at the very least, Erica.
Please. Well, let's chat a little bit about our new blood, Eden. You guys know I love to do this. So there's this website called thenetworth.com. And whenever someone new kind of comes around in the public, they like to do their investigating. And reportedly, Eden Sassoon's net worth is at $15
million. Oh, damn. You were asking about that, weren't you?
Yeah, so she's bringing the bling to the Real Housewives. We have to remember, now her dad was worth about $150 million. When he passed away in 2012, and she's definitely an heiress there.
How much was the total? Because I thought you were talking about Dorit. So how much does she have, Eden?
$15 million.
Only 15?
Yeah, I mean,
Wait a minute. How did you go from over $100 million? Where did the rest go?
Oh, she has siblings. A few. And also keep in mind that she's quite the philanthropist.
Right.
Oh.
As we'll see.
I think she seems like the kind of girl who takes what she doesn't need and gives it back.
As was he.
She says she's always going to charity.
I want to go to her studio, her Pilates class.
I do too. She seems like a kind-hearted lady, right? So we're all on her team.
Let's all do it.
But you know, she got some intense backlash on social media last week.
Why?
People were upset with her. They said, don't use your sister for publicity, and that the way they were taking it as that she kind of went in on Kim. And a lot of fans read it differently than I did.
Yeah, that's her story.
I didn't see it.
That's her reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she meant it viciously. Yeah. She did seem to go after Kim at the very end, though. Didn't it seem like it? And I'm like, what are you doing? That's, you know, she kind of told Kim off off a little at the
very
end.
She kind of let Kim know, in this episode. Yeah,
I think she may end up being the sober coach that Kim has always needed.
Yeah.
She seems very, very
wise. Maybe they can go to lunch.
Good point.
Good point, yeah.
So we've talked a little bit about Kyle Richards' new show. It's called American Woman. And as I reported last week, it will be on TV Land. There's a 12-episode order.
That's
this is one
episodes.
Of those first season six or eighters. There's 12 episodes coming. However, no premiere date set yet, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Is that with Alicia Silverstone?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was going to be a movie, 12 episodes.
No.
No, yeah, it's a series.
Oh, my gosh. And I love Alicia Silverstone.
The title doesn't explain much. I thought it would be something entertainment or LA related. The title does nothing for me. It doesn't speak to how it's based on this girl's life and a growing up in LA.
It's about about the mom. So it's the single mom, recently divorced, trying to raise her kids. I think that's where they get the American woman idea from.
If you're
dying for your dose of Kyle Richards, in the meantime, we can of course see her on the new season of The New Celebrity Apprentice. And her response to all this Donald and Arnold going back and forth about ratings was, she said, "Listen, guys, if you hate Donald Trump, watch Celebrity Apprentice. Give it the huge ratings that Donald Trump didn't get in those last few seasons." So that's what she's got to say about that. Make sure you watch her sister Kim on Watch What Happens Live tonight. And I know one of you said earlier you don't want to hear any more about Brandy Glanville, but Lisa Rinna did bring her up last week, and Brandy, of course, always takes that to task. She tweeted last Wednesday about Lisa, and she said, "I don't think of you or refer to you. Get some new material. At least when I die, I'll be known for more than having a bad wig and an eating disorder."
Ooh.
So typical same old Brandy Glanville stuff going in hard.
I saw that.
Hard.
Are we doing predictions today?
Real quickly, when you give your social media and your prediction.
My social media is AKA
your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Yes, predictions. Well, let me say my prediction first, because I wanted to mention the ratings were so huge last week, 3.3 million.
Awesome.
My prediction is the ratings are going to continue to be strong and go up. And hey guys, I'm on Twitter at AKA GoldenBoy and ChrisValentine.LA.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Julina. You could find me at Thomas Julina on all my social media, and make sure to check out my brand new website, thomasjulina.com.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for playing along with me with all the news and gossip. You guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports, and please also check out youtube.com/Christy Reports for some juicy reality TV interviews.
And I predict that Rinna is really going to piss me off next week, because she's talking all about the Kim situation. Again, I don't like when we have to go back and regress. Like, let's move forward. We've already told that story. Like, please. Anyway, you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and in my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, and on the Celebrity Apprentice after show here at AfterBuzz TV with Christy Olsen. For the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that'll do it for us tonight. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for chatting with us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.